views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Are you ready to heal your mind, body, and spirit? You can give yourself the gift of whole body wellness. Stay tuned for the next hour as Audrey Michelle brings you the new hit show, Rewired Life Radio. Learn to love, heal, celebrate. On Transformation Talk Radio, Audrey is going to take you on a journey to healing and wellness by sharing her infinite wisdom and creating incredible conversations with the expert guests she brings on. Get ready to rewire your life. Here is your host, Audrey Michelle.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to Rewired Life Radio, where we learn to love, heal, celebrate. I'm your host, Audrey Michelle, and this month, the month of August, we are discussing the topics within my masterclass, my online masterclass, Soul Awakening, Learn to Rewire Your Life. And so, you know, we have been talking about this all month. We've gone from, you know, the topics of love, right? Showing yourself some love, and how to shift from not feeling good enough and into feeling totally worth it, which was awesome. And now we're in the heal category. So, you know, last week we talked about how to unlearn unhelpful patterns and redefine what success looks like for you and for your life, both personally and professionally. And now today, again, in the category of healing, we're going to talk about how to nourish your mind, body, and spirit. And so as the class gets closer and closer, you know, it goes live in mid-September. In the meantime, I've got some really fun stuff leading up to it. So next week starts a free 5-day challenge to rewire your life. I'm sharing 5 tools and 5 ways to shift your energy. So we definitely want to learn how to let go of heavy feelings of anger, overwhelm, jealousy, all that like yucky, heavy stuff that we all, you know, as humans, we get to deal with and we get to learn how to work through. So we're going to learn how to shift out of that heaviness and into something more lighter, how to create joy, gratitude, and freedom in your life. So it's all about finding nourishment for your mind, body, and spirit. So you definitely want to check this out. It's a lot of fun. You can go to audreymichelle.com and click on the Soul Awakening tab and go ahead and get signed up. Like I said, totally free, totally fun. And it's one of those things, it's a social media challenge. So if you choose to share your bits of information online, there's definitely a community, a sisterhood of women who are, you know, going through the same thing as you and sharing what they're going through. So it's always, I love this time of year when I get to do the challenge leading up to my class, always some good energy. So speaking of fun and learning new tools, something I've been doing after the live radio show is going on my Facebook group, Rewired Life Awakening, and doing live videos around the day's topic to continue the discussion. So if you want to learn more, and if you want to be a part of the discussion, if you want to continue to connect with my guests each week, they tend to pop in and say hi with the live video. So this is a great place to connect. Like I said, lots of fun, lots of continued discussion. You can simply search Rewired Life Awakening on Facebook, or you can go to rewiredliferadio.com, and I have a link there waiting for you as well. So this class, Soul Awakening, How to Rewire Your Life, it's all about learning to love yourself, heal your body and mind, and celebrate life, right? Like literally everything I talk about every week here on the radio show. So it's taking the show and the concepts we talk about on the show every week, and it's a class. So I teach these concepts in a way that helps you become a student of your own body, to be curious and build your own awareness for what's going on for you. So a very exciting time. You know, I do this about once a year. And so this is always a fun time for me to like dig in and talk about it. So the class launches late September. And so, like I said, we've been covering the topics on the show. If you haven't been able to listen live, you can always go to iTunes and download, or you can listen from you know, my site. And I, like I said, we've covered topics like showing yourself some love, shifting out of feeling not good enough and into feeling totally worth it. And then how to unlearn unhelpful patterns and redefine success for your life, both personally and professionally. So today, like I said, we are shifting into nourishing your mind, body, and spirit. So I have to say, when I was going through my healing journey, I didn't exactly have a roadmap. I say this all the time. I sure wish I did. And I made a lot of mistakes along the way. But one thing I discovered was my gift. And my gift was discovering this process of how to rewire your life, how to love yourself, heal your body and mind, and celebrate life. And this is what I get to talk about on my show with you guys. It's what I get to talk about and be in conversation with my lovely guests. And I get to answer your questions, and I get to teach this process, like I said, in my class, Soul Awakening. So again, if you're interested in these free trainings, you can go to audreymichelle.com and click Soul Awakening. You know, I'm really excited for today's show and today's guest. Last month, I posted in Gabby Bernstein's Spirit Junkie Facebook group that I'm a part of, because I'm technically one of her Spirit Junkies, and I took her masterclass. And so I was asking the ladies in this group who would be able to speak into these specific topics. And for today, I had asked for, you know, women who could speak into the idea of nourishing your mind, body, and spirit. And this woman, Crystal Castle, who's going to be on later today, she was basically like, so the book that I'm about to publish with Hay House is literally called Nourishing Your Mind, Body, and Spirit. So I think I could speak into that topic. And I was like, you're dang right, sister girl. So anyway, we've been chatting the last couple weeks. I'm so excited to share her with you. And so she's got some really great topics, not only for those of you who are, and the way we're going to talk about it today is for those of you who are like just taking your baby steps into this idea of, you know, spirituality and mindfulness and meditation and really trying to like figure out what works for you. She's got some awesome tips that she's going to be sharing. And so I was totally pumped. Like I said, she's like, my book is literally called Nourishing Your Mind, Body, and Spirit. And so as we got to talking, the next thing she says on the phone the other day is, you know, she's really interested in how these neuroplastic pathways are formed and how we can be curious about how they can actually work for us. And I was just like, hold the phone here. Like, that is exactly what I've been talking about all month on my show. Like, my jaw hit the floor. And so I'm, you guys, so excited to share her with you, because how our brain is wired is everything. I know this sounds a little bit scary because, you know, it's our brain, but it's really empowering. So it's complicated, but it's not complicated because we do it every day, which tells me if this is something we're doing every day, if we're creating these neuroplastic pathways every day, consciously and unconsciously, that means we have a choice. And you really do. You really do have a choice. And my process to learn to look, to love yourself, heal your body and mind, and celebrate life, this is exactly what it is. It's teaching you the steps to rewire your brain and create new lasting patterns for yourself that work. I'm telling you, this process truly works. It's what I went through. It's what I teach. It's what my clients go through. So think about it. We've been doing this our whole life. I keep talking about this process of a toddler learning to walk or to learn to ride your bike. And of course, as this toddler starts to learn to walk, it's all about love and trust, right? They can't help themselves but try and try again to try to walk. And before we know it, you know, they're going through this stumbly process towards walking. And then we as parents, you know, we do what we need to do to help them heal, you know, physically, emotionally, and anything else, consoling, soothing, encouraging, and, you know, putting on bandages for their little ouchies, and then celebrating all along the way, right? So when a toddler takes their first step, or when we get going on a bike, like everybody's cheering and clapping, like we're so excited. And as adults, we tend to forget this for ourselves. And we have the power to create these neuroplastic pathways and short circuit this in a way that works for us. And we have the power to break short circuits that no longer work for us. So again, last week's show was all about unlearning and redefining, and we can use this idea of neuroplastic pathways and short circuits in our favor. So today is all about how we want to nourish, how we want to choose to nourish our mind, body, and spirit. And to share these new ideas and tools. Like I said, I've got a lovely guest coming on today, Crystal Castle of Mindfulness Shift. And we're talking about healing and growing and how that takes place by paying attention to your mind, body, and spirit. It's a multidisciplined approach. Simply altering how you eat won't get you there, or keeping your mind sharp or tweaking a few of your spiritual practices. So this is a three-way scale, you guys. Nourishing your mind, body, and spirit, all three holistically, is how we heal. It's how we grow. So as we improve one area, we also need to look at improving other areas. So life is about this constant growth and constant reevaluating of what makes sense. And so, like I said, so excited to have Crystal here sharing some of her tips. For the next couple segments, she's going to join us. Like I said, soon to be Hay House author, which is a huge congrats to Crystal. She's going to be sharing a wealth of information about ways to nourish your mind, body, and spirit. So you're going to want to stick around for this. Plus, this is the fun part. She's giving away entrance into her Courage and Self-Confidence Challenge. Like last week, we are giving it away to the first caller at 800-930-2819, or you can simply send us a message from the transformationtalkradio.com website, and Justin will take down your information for us. And then, of course, in the final segment, I will be answering your questions. And so, same spiel, you can call in at 800-930-2819 or send us a message. And again, Justin is going to take down your questions. And then in the final segment, I will be answering those questions as it refers to nourishing your mind, body, and spirit. And so we need to take a quick break here. And when we come back, we are going to have Crystal join us. You're listening to Rewild Life Radio with me, Audrey Michelle, talking about nourishing our mind, body, and spirit. And of course, if you're interested in learning more about my coaching, or if you want to join this exciting 5-day challenge to rewire your life, you can go to audreymichelle.com. Stay tuned as we welcome today's guest and soon-to-be Hay House author Crystal Castle to the show. Okay, we'll be right back.
Are you ready to stop stress, anxiety, and low self-esteem from running your life? Join award-winning author Dr. Friedemann Schaub for Empowerment Radio and learn breakthrough solutions to switch out of survival mode and approach every day with great ease, joy, and purpose. Tune in the first and third Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific to Empowerment Radio with host Dr. Friedemann Schaub on Transformation Talk Radio. Visit the fearandanxietysolution.com to learn more.
Transformation Talk Radio is dedicated to the education and awareness of Lyme disease.
Welcome to Lyme Talk Radio. I'm Dr. Pat Basile, the host of the Dr. Pat Show, and I am so thrilled that we've created this venue for all of you out there.
Dr. Pat Basile will be bringing the most innovative, groundbreaking information, research, treatment innovations, and stories from those it affects every day.
What we have heard is that you want to ensure for us that we keep positive, holistic, uplifting, transformative talk radio on the air. We're excited to bring you the contemporary conversations about Lyme disease.
We promise not to let the light fade on Lyme.
So fasten your seatbelts. We've got lots more to share with you in the weeks to come.
Tune into Lyme Talk Radio with Dr. Pat and help keep our mission strong on transformationtalkradio.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Gain powerful insight and practical tools to support you on your spiritual journey. Access your higher self and tune in every second and fourth Thursday at 12 p.m. Pacific to A Life Untethered with Andrew Martin, Walking the Path of Freedom. Andrew is a highly attuned intuitive oracle, energy worker, spiritual teacher, and international radio host. For more about Andrew and his services, visit thelightedones.com.
Calling all moms, it's time to awaken your vibrant, intuitive, loving self in every area of your life. Join host Debbie Pokornik as she shares thoughts, stories, and tools to help you stand in your power. Listen to Vibrant Powerful Moms helping everyday women create extraordinary lives, Mondays at 2:30 Pacific, 5:30 Eastern. For more information about Debbie, visit empoweringenergy.com. That's empowering with letters N-R-G.com.
Everybody, and welcome back to Rewired Life Radio, where we learn to love, heal, and celebrate. I'm your host, Audrey Michelle, and today we are talking about nourishing your mind, body, and spirit. So my guest is the lovely Crystal Castle of Mindful Shift, and I'm excited to share Crystal with you. As I talked about in the last segment, when I was looking for somebody to speak into this topic of nourishing your mind, body, and spirit, Crystal was literally like, my soon-to-be-published book literally has that title, so I might have something to say. So without further ado, Crystal, welcome to the show.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
I'm doing fantastic. How about you?
Good. Thank you for joining us. I was telling everybody before you came on, I'm really looking forward to talking with you about, obviously, about this topic, but then speaking into it in a way for those people who are out there that are really just getting started in this spiritual journey with mindfulness, with meditation. And I know you just have a wealth of information about tips and tools to get yourself started. So this is where I wanted to start. I talk a lot about rewiring neuroplastic pathways. So I wanted to start there. Share with us what it means to you to nourish your mind, body, and spirit in this way.
Well, what nourishment means to me, it's, you know, feeding, nurturing, caring, loving, and protecting. This is something most of us don't do. We don't take the time to nourish ourselves, our lives, and our relationships. So in order to make the most of the life that we're given, we need to make sure that we take the time to nurture the three aspects of yourself, which are mind, body, and spirit. A lot of people, they might do mind, or they might do body, or they might do spirit, or they might do two, but 9 times out of 10, they don't realize that there's three different aspects and that it's really important to, you know, make sure that everything you're doing is nurturing all three to get yourself into balance and harmony.
Yeah, I was saying before you came on, it's like a three-way scale of, you know, a constant balancing act of being like, okay, what needs to shift? What needs to be brought back into alignment? So I love that you put it that way. So how are you teaching your clients to get to this place of listening to their body?
Hello?
Yeah, you still there?
I'm sorry, I lost you for a second.
That's okay. How are you getting your clients to this space of being able to listen to their body?
Well, you have to make time to actually sit still and be silent. And also, when you're sitting still and being silent, you have to be present. So, you know, if you're taking time to sit in silence or to meditate, that you're not wool gathering or shopping in your mind or just daydreaming about things. You have to sit and listen to, you know, what is my body telling me? And not only what is my body telling me, but when you're doing that, you're allowing all of the things that are taking you away from what you're supposed to be paying attention to. You're allowing all that to go away. And then all of the messages from what I call spirit, which is to me the divine self, to come through. So, you know, the messages that come through tell you, like, you should do this, you shouldn't do that, you really should, you know, whatever it is that you really should do. I mean, things that we all know and our body is telling us, but we ignore it and just kind of let it go. Or, you know, we allow other things to you know, overshadow those, the messages from ourselves. And, you know, we just kind of put that to the side and say, you know what, you know, my kids are screaming right now. Yeah, yeah, I know I should probably stop and, you know, take a breath and relax or whatever, but I really need to take care of that right now, because if I don't take care of it, nobody else is going to, and it's just not going to get done, right?
Yeah. Yeah. So I find it's first hearing what your body has to say, but yes, then second, honoring that for yourself.
Yes. Yes. Honoring it is the most important thing, because a lot of us hear, and we know we should eat better food. We know we should exercise, and our body's telling us, you know, you need more sleep, but we don't honor that because we have things that we prioritize over ourselves, and, you know,
yeah, life gets in the way, and
yeah, right. But we need to understand that we are a priority, and we should be the most important priority above all else. And once we can realize that, you know, then we can start helping other people. You know, you can't fill from an empty cup. You have to fill your cup first and then fill others from the overflow.
Yeah, that's such an important discussion. So what's one of your favorite tips for beginning to rewire your mind and or body? Like, how are you teaching your clients to get to that space?
Well, for the mind, there's a lot of different things that you can do. You know, reading, learning, so taking classes and learning new skills, so for professional or personal enrichment, strategy games like chess, crossword puzzles, or Sudoku, seeing new things, meeting new people, going to new places. You know, when you do these things, every time you do something new, something different, something that your brain hasn't experienced, you're creating new neural pathways. And the easiest way for a habit to form is to continue doing something. And I think it says like 21 days that you need to continue doing something for it to become a habit. Mm-hmm. And so that just becomes a muscle memory. So it's like riding a bike. You know, you get on a bike when you're a kid, or maybe you wait until you're an adult to ride a bike. I don't know. But even if you haven't ridden a bike in 10 years, you can still pick up the bike and know how to ride it, you know?
Yeah.
You can travel to Germany and, you know, go there and spend a little bit of time wandering around. And, you know, maybe some things have changed in 20 years, but you go back and it's still the same. Like, you can find your way around and, you know, everything is the same, even though it's different. So making sure that you're doing different things to create these different pathways will help enliven your mind and help enrich the connection that you have with your mind. Another thing that I think is funny that I tell people, that you are not your mind. You are the user of your mind. So you have the power to decide and to choose what you're going to do. So by choosing to create a new habit, you are taking control and doing things to make your life better.
Yeah. I actually have never heard it put that way, that you are the user of your mind. You're not your mind. I really like that, because it shifts the power, right?
It does.
It's much more empowering of being, being aware that you have choice in the matter. Mm-hmm. And I know one of the ways I like to talk about these neuroplastic pathways is, you know how we like to say practice makes perfect. I'm like, well, practice doesn't necessarily make perfect, but it definitely makes a habit.
Yes, for sure.
So you have to, like professional athletes, like they are very conscious about how they are practicing, because they know that they're creating a pattern. And is that pattern what I need to win championships or whatever it is they're up to, you know?
Exactly.
And so us regular folk here can do the outside of pro athletes, right? But we can use the same idea to create life in a way that we want to, physically, mentally, spiritually. Like, we really do have that power. And I think that's what's...
Oh, yeah.
So amazing once you start to be like, I have choice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, what's the saying? How do you get to Carnegie Hall? Practice, practice, practice.
Yeah.
It doesn't say you're going to be great at Carnegie Hall, but in order to get there, you have to practice. So
you got to get your 10,000 hours in.
Just doing something, you know, every single day that, you know, is personally enriching for you, you know, whether it's, you know, I try, I'm not going to say I do it because it's really difficult. Sometimes I try to read a new book every week. Mm-hmm. Every year I put on my mastery list. I don't do New Year's resolutions. I do mastery list. And every year I pick a new skill. Something I've never done before. I may like it. I may not. But at least I'm trying something different, you know. I am an introvert. I don't like being around people, but I make myself go to meetups once a month or twice a month to go and meet new people or networking events to just go and, you know, and then I try to remember their people's names without looking at their business cards. So I'll try to do little like mnemonic things or, you know, things in my mind, like, okay, this person's wearing blue and his name is Brian, blue, Brian, you know, just, and that kind of stuff helps keep your brain young and active. And, you know, with everything that's going on today and with all of the prevalence of Alzheimer's and, you know, neurodegenerative disorders, it's really important to make sure that, you know, we're taking care of our brain. I mean, it's important.
It's very important. Okay, my dear, we're getting close to the break. So I want to make sure everybody knows how to learn more about what it is you're up to. So what's the best way to learn more about you and contact you?
Probably my website. Mm-hmm. That's mindfulshift.org, MindfulShift.org.
Okay, awesome. And you have a giveaway for us. So you're giving away entrance to your Courage and Self-Confidence Challenge. Can you tell us a bit more about that?
So I have a 30-day Courage and Self-Confidence Challenge that starts on Monday, the 28th. Mm-hmm. And it's 30 days. You'll get an email prompt every day. And then we have a private Facebook group to discuss what your thoughts are. And it's just to get you to do things that you've always wanted to do that you never thought you could do to, you know,
Perfect.
Get outside of yourself.
Yeah, get outside that comfort zone. Okay, yeah. So what we're doing is the first caller or person who messages us at 800-930-2819, you can call in and Justin will take your contact information, or you can send us a message at transformationtalkradio.com. And so the first person to call in or send us a message is going to get Crystal's Courage and Self-Confidence Challenge. Okay, you guys, time for another break. I'm Audrey Michelle and you're listening to Rewired Life Radio. Of course, if you're interested in learning more about what I'm up to, you can go to my Facebook. Well, you can go to my Facebook if you want, or my website is audreymichelle.com. So when we come back, Crystal and I are going to talk more about her work in nourishing the mind, body, and spirit. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet. Welcome home. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for more information.
Curious about the meaning of life? Do you want to deepen your spiritual practice? The School for Esoteric Studies offers online training to spiritual seekers from all paths of life and individual coaching. Our courses synthesize Eastern and Western spiritual traditions based on meditation, study, and service applied to everyday life. The school also organizes group meditations each year to benefit humanity. Whether you're just beginning to reflect on the spiritual side of your life or are a more experienced spiritual seeker, the school warmly welcomes you to join our group. To learn more about our courses and services, please visit esotericstudies.net. That's esotericstudies.net. Are you struggling in a relationship and deeply craving some tools and support to get things back on track? Do you crave having a loving, compassionate relationship with Mr. Right, but always seem to pick Mr. Wrong? Well, Sarah Luce can help. She's created a 4-week online course starting September 28th that will teach you how to shift your energy and behavior to have new transformative outcomes. And you're going to get a personal one-on-one session with Sarah to ensure you get powerful personal results. Sign up today at sarahluce.com.
Have you ever said to a friend, "I am trying to be less stressed. I am hoping to meet someone special." Or how about, "I am working on getting a job I love." Hi, I'm Eve from Elite Tarot, host of the weekly show Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. Words like hoping, wanting, and trying may seem innocent. However, they carry with them emotional weight that actually blocks energy. Next time you start to say these words, say instead, "I am becoming less stressed. I am looking forward to meeting someone special. I am pursuing a job I love." While your brain may resist, note how your body physically feels as possibility of success suddenly appears. As an intuitive coach and professional tarot card reader, I work with clients worldwide on using energy effectively to embrace joy. If you'd like to schedule a session, please visit my website at elitetarot.com. That's ELITETAROT.com.
Hi, you guys, and welcome back to Rewired Life Radio, where we learn to love, heal, and celebrate. I'm your host, Audrey Michelle, and today, and for the whole month of August, we've been digging deep into the topics of my online masterclass, Soul Awakening. And plus, I'm doing a 5-day challenge. I'm doing a challenge. Crystal's doing a challenge. We've got all kinds of fun stuff happening on Monday, and I'm giving away some of my favorite tips on rewiring your life, and Crystal is giving away a free spot in her challenge, Courage and Confidence. And so I was mentioning before the break, you can call in at 800-930-2819 or send us a message on transformationtalkradio.com to get into this Courage and Confidence Challenge. And like her and I were talking, it's a really great place to get out of your comfort zone, meet some new people, and really nourish your mind, body, and spirit. Learn some new tools in doing that. So again, you can learn more about Crystal and her work at Mindful Shift by going to mindfulshift.org. Okay, Crystal, let's kind of pick up where we left off here in talking about nourishing the body, and then we'll shift into nourishing the spirit, because nourishing your spirit, totally my jam. But we were talking during the break about asking for help.
Yes. So asking for help is one of the greatest things. It's like one of the greatest gifts that you can give to yourself. Too many of us do everything ourselves, and we just, you know, we pick up all the pieces and we just move along, and we never, ever stop and ask for help. You know, we don't ask our spouses. We don't ask our bosses. We don't ask our children. We don't ask our families or friends for help because we're proud. We're also conditioned from childhood that everything is our responsibility. And, you know, we have to do everything and no one else can do anything. So we have to do it all. And not only is it good for you physically, but it's immensely good for you spiritually to ask for help. So, you know, when you get help, you are given time or granted time to focus on things that are more important. And one of the most important things is nourishing your spiritual aspect. So spirit to me is, and everybody has a different take on it, it's your divine self. It is the part of you that you can connect with that is connected to the universe and to everything around you. And once you can connect with that part of you that is also a part of Source, then it's amazing the transformations that happen and all of the things that you see that you were previously unable to see. So, you know, if you have something going on that is just too much for you to handle, but you really just like can't deal with it anymore, stop dealing with it and don't be too proud and don't be afraid to ask for help, because most of the time people are there to help you, but they don't know that you need help because you never ask, you know?
Yeah, so. You're right about that. I was having this thought in my mind about how asking for help also like connects you to other people.
Oh, yes.
You know, my husband and I live in Denver, and both of our families are in Nebraska. So we have no family. We have awesome friends here, but we don't have family. And it's a very different connection, right? Of being able to just like ask your sister, ask your parents or whatever to help you. And we recently, well, she's almost a year now, got a little puppy, and she does her little like hunting training. And so she's got this little community of other doggies just like her that, you know, they do their little hunting training together. And we have met some amazing people, and my bestie calls them my Denver family, because they're like the most helpful people. And they're just like, oh, are you leaving? Do you need somebody to watch your dog? And I was just like, what?
Yeah,
I was going to like send her to daycare or something. You know, I just like wasn't, I was very used to, if I needed something in Denver, I just, you know, you end up having to pay somebody. That's how it works.
Yep.
And now all of a sudden we have these people in our lives that are just like, well, why would you take your dog to daycare when she can come to our house and play? And I'm just like, wow, you know, and yeah. They're becoming just very fast friends. And out of this place of, you know, we didn't really ask for help. They offered it, but now we're more so just like, hey, we're taking off. Like, do you mind taking Olive? Mm-hmm. And they're super about it. And so it's just, you know, asking for help, which we weren't going to do. We were just going to, like I said, send her to daycare. But now we have this new connection with these people, and it's so enriching in our life. And I feel like that's exactly what you're talking about.
It is. It's amazing. I mean, how much of a change it can make in your life. So don't be afraid to ask, you know? And you know what? One of my friends told me, the answer to any question you don't ask is always no. So if the answer is always going to be no, what the hell do you have to lose?
Right? Yeah. So yeah, we've got lovely new friends in our life. So it's wonderful.
Yay.
Okay. So let's talk about this. I mentioned at the beginning of the show that I was really excited to talk to you, especially for the people who are new in this holistic conversation. And so how would you define mindfulness to somebody who's really just starting to dip their toe in this holistic world?
Well, mindfulness is basically the art of being present. So understanding that you are here now and being where you are. So, you know, paying attention to what's going on. We all have our moments where, you know, we're driving, right? And you get from one place to the other and you don't remember how you got there. Mm-hmm. And you're like, oh my God, how did I get here? Well, you were just gone, completely gone. Your body was on autopilot in this habit that you do. You drive to work, you know, you go the same way every day. Traffic's always the same, whatever. So you miss all of this stuff that's going on because you're worried about things that happened yesterday, things that happened last week, you know, what's going on outside of where you are. You know, we're worried about the future and you're not being present. Mm-hmm. And Eckhart Tolle says, you know, you really need to let go of the past and the present, because the past is gone and over with and nothing you can do can change it. And the future is never guaranteed. So you always have to be present. So mindfulness is making conscious choices to be here now, to be where you are physically, to connect with your surroundings, with the people that you're with. You know, if you're being mindful about driving instead of driving from point A to point B and being in la-la land, who knows where, you actually notice, you know, the cars on the road, you know, the surroundings, the sunrise, the sunset, the birds. I had a previous job where I was working and was driving to work, and there was an accident and somebody hit a telephone pole and I was literally stuck in traffic for an hour. Mm-hmm. And I pulled into work at the same time as somebody else and we were both walking in and she was like livid. Oh my God, I'm so late. This is crazy. I have so much work to do and everything. And I was like, where were you? Like, I got to listen to an hour of an audiobook. I got to watch the sunrise. I got to listen to the birds in the trees. So, you know, each of us has a choice.
Yeah.
To decide what we're going to pay attention to. And she was so focused on like anger and resentment at being late. And she wasn't present to actually enjoy. She had an extra hour to relax and prepare herself for the day in whatever way, you know, she chose to do so. Mm-hmm. So it's always just, you know, making conscious choices to be here and pay attention to what's actually going on. And by doing so, you see opportunities that otherwise you would miss, and yeah, you know, things like that.
Yeah. And so one thing I remember you and I talking about was nature for you. Mm-hmm. How connecting with nature helps you stay,
yes,
connected with spirit.
I love being out in nature. I go for walks all the time. I lived in a city. I grew up in the country. I lived in a city for 14 years, and it drove me batty. I talked my husband into moving out to the country again. So now we live on a small farm, and I go for walks. We've got a small woods. I go and I lay in the grass. I look up at the sky or look in the trees. I garden. I'm a master gardener. I love spending time in the garden. That's one of the ways I actually meditate, is to go and do weeding. People think it's crazy, but it's meditative, therapeutic for me. And I, when I garden, I do it with my bare hands. There's nothing better than actually connecting with the earth, you know, like laying in the grass and feeling the grass on your hands and just touching your skin. And, you know, I know a lot of people are like, oh my God, she's laying there on the grass and there's bugs crawling all over her or whatever. But you know what?
It works,
I love
for you.
Everything. Yes. You know what? To me, I believe in the Jainist philosophy where everything has a divine purpose. And because I believe that everything has a divine purpose, I love everything, and nothing really like creeps me out or makes me like, ooh, you know.
Yeah.
I'm a little weird about bees because I have an allergy, but I don't kill them. You know,
yeah,
I have a healthy respect for them and I stay away from them.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's really important to make connections with nature and with other people. And, you know, if you have skills to teach them and to volunteer, because these things are nourishing and they're nurturing and they enrich your soul.
Yeah. So Crystal, we need to go to break, which means my time with you is almost up. But so I want to tell listeners, you definitely want to check out what Crystal is up to. And again, she is giving away a spot in her 28-day challenge to find courage and self-confidence. And so if you call in at 800-930-2819 or send us a message on transformationtalkradio.com, we are giving that away to the first person. I'm like, I kind of want to be in that. So you definitely want to check this out and, you know, just meet some new people, get out of your comfort zone. And I mean, who doesn't want to grow their confidence and courage? So Crystal, thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much for sharing your light.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah. Again, you can go to mindfulshift.org to learn more about Crystal, and your book is coming out. I said you are a soon-to-be-published Hay House author, so that is, I think you said in the spring, should be published. So we will all keep an eye out for that, and maybe you need to be back on the radio show when it is out. So we are going to take a break, and again, thank you, Crystal, for sharing what it is you're up to. And so this is Audrey Michelle. You're listening to Rewired Life Radio. And as a reminder for next segment, I will be taking your questions. Again, you can call in with your question. You can call in and get some free stuff from Crystal at 800-930-2819 or by going to transformationtalkradio.com. Okay, we'll be right back.
Awareness is universal. Establishing a living awareness through meditation brings peaceful, healthy, and creative well-being into your everyday life. The practice of living awareness, Spiritfire's own meditation practice, is built on this belief and is designed for every level of practitioner. Each year, Spiritfire hosts living awareness meditation retreats that allow you to explore the practice in depth at our retreat center in beautiful Western Massachusetts. Introduce yourself to meditation and the practice at the Foundations Retreat. Attend, in silence, a silent meditation retreat focused on mindfulness, presence, and nature, or be engaged with the meditation sittings themselves at the Deepening Retreat. Start adding to your awareness and attend a meditation retreat designed to cultivate consciousness in your everyday life. For details on attending a Living Awareness meditation retreat, visit upcoming events at www.spiritfire.com.
What is a brilliant culture, and how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough five-step process to help you align your culture with your business strategy for exceptional results. Looking for a culture that drives organizational excellence? Listen to Cultural Brilliance Radio, the second and fourth Friday of each month at 10 a.m. Pacific and 1 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit culturalbrilliance.com.
Gifted intuitive healer and spiritual teacher Sarah Luce brings her unique style to the hit show Small Steps, Big Breakthrough Radio on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Tune in each month as Sarah turns reality on end and shows us how to experience expansive results with simple yet powerful steps. Expect an enlightening bend on what you currently believe is possible. For show details and upcoming topics, visit SarahLuce.com. That's SarahLuce.com.
Are you stuck in unhealthy habits, toxic relationships, and low self-esteem? Do you crave a life of inspiration, love, self-acceptance, and fun? Sounds like you're on the verge. On the verge to your next big thing. Join Laura Richer, host of On the Verge Radio, helping you use your breakdown for a breakthrough, overcome life's greatest challenges, and live the life you want and deserve. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio or visit SeattleHealingHypnosis.com for more information.
Thrive is what we experience when our mind, body, and soul operate as one. When we thrive, we excel on all levels. Thrive is the mindset that matters. It is essential to our being. Have you ever found yourself looking for the instruction manual on how to thrive? You'll find everything you need to help you feel strong, powerful, and peaceful in your own body. So don't waste any more time. Visit ThriveByJen.com today.
Okay, you guys, we are back on Rewired Life Radio, where we learn to love, heal, and celebrate. I'm your host, Audrey Michelle, and we just spent the last couple of segments speaking with my guest, Crystal Castle of Mindful Shift, about nourishing your mind, body, and spirit. And again, she is giving away a spot in her self-confidence and courage challenge. Definitely something you guys want to get a hold of, and we do still have that spot left if you want to call in at 800-930-2819. Okay, you guys, of course, it's the fourth segment, so here comes my favorite question of all time. How do you live your life with intention? So, of course, today we are reframing that question to align with the topic of nourishing your mind, body, and spirit. So how do you notice and intentionally shift where you need nourishment? And like I was saying, Crystal and I were talking about how it's this three-way scale, right, of making sure your mind is sharp, your body is nourished, your spirit is flourishing. And, you know, one thing I wanted to share was I mentioned this weekend we were in Nebraska. My husband and I have a cabin in Nebraska, which we refer to as the barn. It looks like a barn. It has all kinds of like refurbished old stuff from barns in it. And so we're at the barn with my bestie, and you know, it's literally in the middle of nowhere, Nebraska, and so it's not like Denver. Like where I live, I can literally like walk to a restaurant that has, you know, organic, you know, farm fresh food. And albeit we do live in Nebraska, we live in cattle feeding country. And so there's corn everywhere, but it's not for humans. It's for the cattle. So you don't exactly have like a ton of garden fresh stuff like we have access to here in Denver. And so a lot of times the food is like restaurant food is a lot of like fried food. And so here we are in Nebraska. I'm showing my friend my hometown and all of this fun stuff. And we went to a tractor pull, which was just, we had a great time, but it means drinking a lot of beer and eating fried food, which I totally ate a funnel cake. We shared it. But so my point here is when you think about feeding yourself fried food and beer, it's not exactly nourishing. However, you know, when we talked with Cynthia Stad of Eat Empowered, what now at the end of July, we had a lovely discussion about, you know, eating from intuition and living from intuition. And so this weekend was all about reconnecting to nature. We got a walk through. We've got 80 acres and it's all planted in wildflowers and wild grasses. And so there were monarch butterflies out. There were baby pheasants running around. And so very much got to connect with nature, connect with spirit, and have this time to just kind of relax our bodies, and play. It was really about playing and connecting to people, connecting to those that you love. So while it wasn't the most nourishing food, it was nourishing in the realm of, like I said, my spirit, my mind, and it was nourishing for my body in some ways. It just wasn't the most nourishing food I could have chosen to eat. But at the same time, it was fun and pleasurable food to eat. One of those like treat days. Like, I do not eat funnel cakes on a daily. I actually can't remember the last time I had one, but I do love them. And another thing I wanted to talk about was, you know, in this realm of being intentionally choosing to nourish your mind, body, and spirit, you know, in talking with my bestie, she works for a law firm, which is a very intense space, right? Like constant deadlines, constantly trying to streamline your work, trying to pack in more stuff because they're billing out, you know, on the 15 minutes. And so you have to really be on top of what you're doing with your time. And so for her, you know, the question that came up is, you know, she was asking me, like, how do you find time for all of this stuff that you do for yourself in nourishing your mind, body, and spirit? And so my suggestion is for people who, you know, do live this kind of life, like high-paced, jam-packed, always up to something, producing, is to work it in, intentionally work in these things with what you're already doing, right? So we're already feeding ourselves. We're already walking from A to B. One thing I was telling her was, you know, I hate the grocery store. I hate it. I will, for me, one of the things I do is to get outside. I take my dog for a walk to one of the local restaurants that like does have organic food. And, you know, they kind of know me by name because I eat there so much, but I'm able to feed myself well. So by in this taking a break from my workday, walking my dog, I get to not only spend time with her, I get to be outside, I get to walk my body, and I get to feed myself well. And so in that half an hour, I really have jam-packed a lot of things into it, but I'm intentionally choosing to do it in that way so that I'm able to nourish myself with some of these things that I need. And you know, like Crystal and I were talking, listening to your body. And, you know, I didn't say it this way, but studying yourself. You know, Dr. Pat and I talked about this a couple weeks ago on her show. Studying what it is you need for yourself. So if we use the example that I just used, I literally hate the grocery store. It is the bane of my existence. I hate it. And so one of the ways that I have now circumvented my problem with the grocery store is, you know, I get that little Blue Apron box and it delivers wonderful meals that I don't have to plan. I don't have to shop for it. I just have to cook it and I don't have a problem cooking it. I had a problem shopping for it. So that is one way I have figured out how to nourish myself and honor myself and not, you know, force myself to do something that I literally hate. So just, you know, one of those silly little examples of nourishing yourself and honoring yourself. So during my 6-week masterclass, Soul Awakening, that I keep talking about, I am sharing many more of these tools to nourish your mind, body, and spirit. And I help you figure out what that is for you. That's the most important thing. Figuring out and studying for yourself, being curious what it is for you that you need. So again, you can go to AudreyMichelle.com and learn more about this class and all about the free 5-day Rewire Your Life Challenge that starts on Monday. So I'm giving away, it's a lot of fun, sharing my tips, sharing my tools, and creating this sisterhood around it. So if you if you want to continue in this conversation, you can join me on Rewired Life, the Rewired Life Awakening Facebook group, where I will be doing a live video here in about 15 minutes. So you definitely want to check that out. But you guys, rewiring your life is really about creating a new nervous system, creating new neuroplastic pathways, and about breaking these short circuits to our emotions. We do this one choice at a time, moment by moment. And with a new nervous system, you will be a new person looking at the world with new glasses. So if you're ready to look at the world differently, to heal your wounds, to shift your thinking, let's talk. Definitely many ways to work with me. Of course, there's the 5-day challenge that's coming up, totally free. There's my online class and one-on-one coaching. You can learn more by going to my website, AudreyMichelle.com, where all of the info is on my contact page, and you can sign up, like I said, for the free 5-day challenge right there. I want to thank my guest today, Crystal Castle, for sharing her work at Mindful Shift in her website, mindfulshift.org. And of course, I want to thank all of you for tuning in to Rewired Life Radio. Join me every Wednesday at noon Pacific at rewiredliferadio.com. And next week, we are going to have the lovely Catherine Vignes. She is going to share with us about celebrating and creating joy and gratitude in your life. So definitely have a great week and join me Wednesday for more Rewired Life Radio.
You've been listening to Rewired Life Radio, Learn to Love, Heal, Celebrate, with author, speaker, and spiritual growth coach, Audrey Michelle. You can listen live each Wednesday at 12 p.m. Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Download the podcast and connect with Audrey at AudreyMichelle.com. That's Audrey Michelle, spelled M-I-C-H-E-L.com.